And also some other lame people could develop jhana. We read that in the sutta. It's okay when it is their accumulation.
But even in the Tipitaka, it's mentioned that one of the conditions for jhana is to be away from the main crowd, the towns, and all that, right?
Possible for lay people sometimes.
So to go out, so they had to go out and specifically do it. It wasn't like they could do it in their house.
In the house crowded with children, I read in one of the suttas. And they could
develop jhana?
Yes.
Even in the house?
I think so. I read it.
But depending on accumulations.
Yes. Yeah. Why not?
Like Bogusadi. He had attained jhana before leaving his palace.
Because that friend said the Buddha told him to develop fullness asubha first because he had lots of clinging to sense objects. And the friend thought it may be for him, maybe necessary to do that.
Would you say something
for the friend's sake?
I think that we read Tipitaka in order to understand reality, and we don't know as much as the Buddha himself knew about the accumulations of beings. So how can we tell about that these people go to the forest or stay at home, things like that? But the point is to develop the understanding no matter who and when. For example, when we read Tipitaka, we would think of whether these people should go to the forest or not, or things like that. But we can see that people have different accumulations.
Because we don't know other people's accumulations, some people insist on practicing jhana in this day and age.
We cannot help, because the person has accumulation for that.
And so we can't say that they're wrong.
When there is no right understanding that is right or wrong, because even the word jhana, does anyone understand it clearly? What does it mean? How to develop it?
See, one of the arguments I like to bring up is that if your life is as it is now, like going around the internet and doing so many things which seemingly with lopa, then probably you don't have the accumulations for jhana. But then is that?
I like Achita's sutta very much. Yeah.
I like it.
As long as the person hasn't come across the teachings.
So once he has come across the teachings, the understanding should be that the only way is satipatthana.
Depending on that person's accumulation too.
Too.
It doesn't mean that everyone, but for the person who appreciates the truth with his accumulation, can see the marvelous teachings.
Right. So if someone insists on practicing jhana in order to attain vipassana, then he doesn't really appreciate the teaching.
What is jhana?
That's another issue that we can tackle later.
Just say, like jhana, want to develop jhana.
Right, this is one of the things that's almost never discussed because people take it from there as with the assumption that I am practicing jhana. So now the next step is whether or not jhana is useful.
When one doesn't know what jhana is, how can one say that it's useful?
It's also something.
But is it?
If it is jhana, but who knows whether it is or not.
So
just use the term jhana when it's not jhana yet.
So if it is, how
if,
is it?
If mm-hmm. it's not as good as vipassana.
It's not.
Mm-hmm.
But?
So, and it's very difficult too.
It's very difficult.
It has to spend lots of time. So, why not develop right understanding? Because the result of jhana, as high as it is to condition rebirth in Brahma plane. Just that. Full of the latent tendencies never lost at all.
So, at any given moment, with the understanding of what jhana is and what vipassana is, why would one prefer jhana?
Not prefer vipassana?
Yes. That's
so he didn't appreciate the Buddha's teaching.
They will always say it's in the sutta, sila and samadhi, and then you can do vipassana, you can develop vipassana. And they always come with texts that samadhi is proximate cause or necessary for vipassana. But the question is what degree of samadhi, of course. Does it have to be jhana? It's not so clear from the text.
Even I'm not clear, why would samadhi or jhana be proximate cause for vipassana?
Samadhi or sanya, the firm sound is sanya, is the condition for samasati.
Yes, that's what I would say.
Not samadhi.
Not samadhi.
But when it's yukkanatta, the pair, the
pairwise,
samadhi and vipassana together, it's at moment of vipassana jhana.
And that's because they condition each other at the same moment.
Right. So it's at that moment.
But most people think that the samadhi comes first.
Mm-hmm. But the condition for satipatthana is not samadhi.
It's not.
Yeah. For example, if awareness arises now, can the characteristic of samadhi appear? Or only the characteristic of awareness is there at moment of being aware of our reality. Even samadhi is there. It's not like when vipassana jhana arises.
In the end, it's almost like they don't want to listen. They don't want to understand.
They don't want just to know what jhana is. Let's make it clear between samadhi and samatha. Otherwise, they are mixed.
I don't understand the differences.
Samadhi is concentration, but samatha is calm.
Oh, samatha is calm. So, how could someone develop jhana? I'm still confused with jhana too, but how could someone develop jhana from being
one
calm?
One has to understand what jhana means and what jhana is first before talking further about jhana. Otherwise, it seems like we are talking about something that we don't know at all. Just talk and talk about it. But there should be the understanding of what it is and what it means.
What is it?
Jhana means burnt up, defilements.
Yeah.
With calm or with understanding, two different ways. With calm is not satipatthana. With panya, it's satipatthana. And one burned temporarily, the other burned completely, absolutely. So it's not samadhi at all. Without panya, without awareness, at a level of knowing what is what, like when it's kusala citta and when it's not kusala citta, it's impossible to develop calm. But one used the term jhana. While there is no understanding of moment of calmness and akusala.
So just to clarify, burnt up there is a reference to the kilesa, is that right?
Right. When it's wholesome, it shouldn't burn up. And the jhana burnt up the nivarana dhamma only.
Hindrances.
Yeah. But vipassana burnt up the avicca, ignorance. And kilesa. So when there is satipatthana, there is also calm, because any kusala citta must have calmness. So can there be the development of calmness without the development of kusala citta? And by not knowing when it's kusala citta and when it's not kusala citta, can calmness develop? And is it easy to develop calm, to attain the absorption concentration, which we use the term jhana? See, it's not easy at all.
We've just said that calmness cannot be developed unless it's kusala.
Right, understanding of moment, which is kusala or akusala.
So, but concentration is different.
Concentration can be akusala or kusala. That's why there are mitcha samadhi and samma samadhi in Tipitaka. It does mean that there must be always samma samadhi. There is also mitcha samadhi. And who knows that? Panya knows what is what. But the person who concentrates on an object with attachment doesn't know that at that moment it is concentration, but it is akusala. So it cannot be samma samadhi. It has to be mitcha samadhi.
And the person who develops concentration because they think that samatha is concentration is not developing calmness.
Not at all.
So, in fact, the concentration aspect comes later after much understanding of the difference between kusala and akusala. Mm-hmm.
Because that level is talking about vipassana jnana. When we use that term, samadhi and vipassana, we talk about the level of vipassana jnana.
That gets more calm. Is that right?
Because at that moment, the object appears clearly because of concentration, and panya knows so clear because of vipassana. So at that moment, both samatha and vipassana appear together as pair.
But people instead start to concentrate on something, thinking that that will lead to kusala.
Will lead to kusala?
Right.
So before that...
So even what they claim to be the development of samatha and jhana is wrong, because they don't know the difference between kusala and akusala. Okay. Isn't it?
The person who would like to concentrate has kusala citta or akusala citta.
We don't know.
Just wanting to concentrate is kusala or akusala.
It's akusala.
Because
there's
no panya, no right understanding. Right. So that person is concentrating on and on with akusala citta.
And with the idea that concentration leads to kusala.
Impossible.
When you refer to jhana as being that idea of burning up or like removing jealous, often there is thinking that to purify, because that's like the notion of purify, isn't it? That there are many ways to purify, and sometimes those practices are concentration practices. But the kind of purification that you're talking about can really only be developed.
We have to know purify what?
Purify what?
Akusala,
yes.
Temporarily or absolutely. When it's temporarily, it is samatha. And when it's to be burnt up absolutely, it must be vipassana. Because the understanding is at different level. For samatha, it's I who'd like to be calm for one's sake. But the person who develops a Tipatthana does mind whatever condition, what type of citta. There can be right understanding with awareness as not self, as just a reality. While the person who tried to purify by way of samatha just has shame and hiri and uttapa of akusala citta only. That's why they try to have kusala moments instead of akusala.
So to suppress.
To suppress. But it has to be the right path, the right way. Not just concentrate with attachment. Because in order to know when is kusala citta and when is akusala citta, it's not easy at all. We can tell by the name, the word or concept. But not the moment. It has to be panya which knows.
Since it's the moment, sati sampajanya are needed,
right,
of the level of samatha.
Right.
And that's not on concepts. Is that right?
Concept?
Panyati.
Panyati.
But kusala and akusala,
yes,
is not a concept. No?
It's the level of panya which knows that kusala, which has that object, which is concept. the object.
Yeah, the object is a concept. But I mean the sati sampajanya, it knows this is kusala, this is akusala, this is a hindrance, this is the factors of the first jhana, I have to abandon the coarse ones. All these things with sati sampajanya, what kind of, what level is it? Is it all about concept and theory or practice?
Am I calm?
So is I.
So am I not?
So it's a concept.
As long as it's I.
Right.
What is it then?
So it's sati sampajanya.
Kusala citta. When there is giving away things, it's kusala citta, but it's I who give.
That's right. But still
so
kusala.
When one is calm, it's I who is calm.
Calm, but kusala. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, like giving is also kusala. Mm-hmm. But it's I. So when citta is calm, it's still I.
But a level of panya.
Which can know the moment which is calm.
So it
as
knows
calm.
As calm. So it knows reality, but not as non-self.
Okay, that is saying you know that it's citta. Is it you?
There is a feeling of self inherent in it.
Even you know that it's not you?
Yeah. It's difficult to know concept, reality, separate them.
This is my first visit to India. It's the first introduction really to formal discussions on Dharma. One of the things that I've read here is one of the Kusala moments is one that has, it's a moment that is indifferent, without knowledge, unprepared. This is a Kusala moment. When I go in the streets of the cities in India, I find it very hard to be indifferent.
It's true. So it's just a moment of
sure.
Such reality. Nobody can change it.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Then what happens for myself is that I will feel different things, and then that becomes an awareness issue of whether this is, as I understand it, a kusala or kusala moment. That I will sometimes feel compassion, and I need to check very carefully with myself whether that is not pity, which is no good for me. And so on. It's very challenging, I think, being listening to the Dharma and also being in India at the same time.
I think they can alternate very fast. So pity and compassion.
But Kunina, when you have metta at that moment, you know and understand that moment?
Not very well.
That I'm not angry with that person, or there's no such ill thinking or feeling at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be known the moment when one is friendly, wanting to help at that moment. It's different from moment when there is no thinking about helping or giving at all. Right then, one can realize the moment of feeling friendly. It can be known.
It's so fast, it falls away immediately. It falls away immediately,
yes.
So it's really confusing, because it may be one moment and then another moment is moha or akusala, and then we know in theory, though, or coarsely, not subtle, in a subtle way.
When you see a beggar, what do you feel at that moment?
Usually I like to get away a bit.
Yeah. But when time comes that you feel sorry for that beggar and you feel so very friendly and you think about karma at that moment, your citta is quite different from the moment when you want to turn away.
But they push me.
But I think about two different moments that it can occur, that it can be moment of feeling compassion or thinking of karma, and that moment is different from moment when you feel like wanting to turn away.
Yeah.
And at that moment you can know the difference. So because there is metta, and when there is no metta, it's there to be known. And this is the way samatha can see when citta is kusala and when citta is not kusala. Like restlessness. So by knowing so, that person has to know the object of developing more kusala as well. Otherwise, the kusala cannot develop more. And that's the samatha practice, or the development of samatha.